get started! Oh, my neck! You guys are so foolish.
Tall guy, beard, twins, purple hoser. Dude perfect in overtime. Tall guy, beard, twins, purple hoser. Now we're heading on to overtime.
Welcome to OT41. We got some cool Clash tasting crafty coming up. For those of you guys who are not regulars, that means cool, not cool, okay? Then commercial Clash, great segment, yes. Bringing it back. Taste test, it's been a while, okay? But it's gonna be good. We're talking about fries.
Frenchies?
And there's apparently a fry guy sitting at this desk. We'll get to that in a little bit. And of course, finishing it off with a little Get Crafty Lego build.
Time to shine.
It's gonna be an exciting episode. Let's head to Cool Not Cool! Who wants to go first?
T?
Oh, cool. All right, hey, sounds good, man. You know what I always say, when you got an item this good, you wanna be first to see what's under the hood.
I've never heard you say that.
This is an item of quite some magnitude. For the last 15 years, we've always heard from families, hey, we love Dude Perfect content, we can trust it, that means the world to us. We've spent a lot of time building trust with you guys. For the first time ever, we would like to present the Dude Perfect streaming service!
Oh, baby!
Let's hit some key features of the app real quick.
You can actually watch Dude Perfect videos early.
Before anyone else on YouTube. Whoa. That's right, right here in the Dude Perfect app. Bonus content that you can't get anywhere else. Interactive content. While you're watching on your TV, you will be able to vote cool, not cool, in an overtime. Other trivia type things where you can earn points to get merchandise. Lots of exciting things to come. And best of all,
family safe ads.
You're probably thinking to yourself, boy, that is a good looking app. What's it gonna cost me a month? $19.99? Is it 15 bucks?
Is it?
It's free!
What?
It costs you nothing! It's a beaut, it really is. Available now, Roku, Fire, Samsung, Apple TV.
We love it so much, we're gonna do a giveaway.
I'm doing a giveaway. The ultimate game room giveaway. Whoa. Yes, that's what we're doing. If you want a gaming setup like this, complete with the monitors, the computer, which apparently are two different things, all you gotta do, download the Dude Perfect app, scan the QR code that pops up, and then guess what?
What?
You don't have to do anything else, you're entered. But literally, that's it.
All of this was your item.
Yeah, whole thing. Thank you.
I'm in on that.
Thank you.
I think it was a cheap way to get a super cool.
But I haven't voted. I'll keep it from being super cool.
I appreciate your integrity.
Hey, it's just integrity.
I should probably green it.
Really?
I think so.
Super cool!
No skull there.
Thank you, guys. Please, hold the applause. Thank you. Scott, we really need to...
All right, I'm going.
We have to keep going. Thank you, guys.
Who in here knows how to solve a Rubik's Cube?
Not me.
I don't.
Do your thing, baby.
Okay.
Come on. 3, 2, 1, you're done.
I don't know
how. Hey, you don't know how to do it. Here's the beauty, because my item isn't actually... My item isn't actually a
beep.
My item actually isn't a Rubik's Cube. Uh-huh. It is a Rubik's Cube solver.
No way that solves a Rubik's
Cube. Dude.
Okay, this is super mixed.
You grab your Rubik's Cube, you push your button, you set her in nice and neat.
No way.
And then boom.
No.
That's almost as cool as the streaming service.
I have no idea why you actually buy a Rubik's Cube anymore because it takes all the fun out of it, but I love it and I'm in.
I don't know how I feel about that.
Let me see it again. Twist it, bop it, sock it.
Solve it.
That was awesome.
Point the green side towards me.
Okay.
I kind of love it.
Oh, nice.
Very satisfying. Will it do any Rubik's Cube or does it have to use that kind?
That kind.
That's all I needed to hear. Okay. Yeah, okay.
Who's up next?
I would love to follow that. Who has kids that play sports?
My daughter's 2.
Almost all of us, including pretty much literally everybody in the world. I have something that is good for humanity.
You've solved the water crisis.
You're drilling wells?
It's not quite that good for humanity, but you guys are gonna love it.
Cleaning trash out of the ocean?
Imagine you're at your kid's soccer game and you need a seat for all your team! Bang!
That's sick!
Your joke, is there something else with this or no?
No, I'm confused. That's like the coolest thing I've ever seen. Genuinely confused.
I mean, this product's been around for, I don't know, 5 years?
No way.
Could be longer.
I've never seen it.
You're joking.
Wouldn't call it a humanity play.
Raise your hand if you've used this product this weekend.
No way.
Yeah, look, I actually just found a picture.
You know what? I'm gonna raise my red button.
This is Lucy after the team's up 3-0.
There's a picture of my kid.
No way!
How long has this been around? I got an Instagram ad for this 2 weeks ago.
It's been a while.
2 years.
It's cool, but it's not like cool, not cool, cool.
Yeah, it's not something I'd bring on the show.
Yeah, for sure. It's definitely cool. This is not representative of the product, But for this show.
Yeah.
Hold on. It is worthy of the show. You're just saying it's not
late. I think everyone knows about it.
No kid is going to watch this and go, whoa. They're going to be like, yeah, I use that every weekend.
It's kind of like bringing a cast iron skillet.
Really useful product. Yeah. Just, you're not going to blow anybody's mind with a cast iron.
It's a cast iron skillet.
But I'll give you a green just because you seem like you put a lot of heart into that.
I really loved it.
I do need one for this Saturday for my kids.
Absolutely not. I'm keeping that.
Can I use
no
another
way.
One?
No.
I haven't seen it, so sorry.
Can I follow it? That's a great feature, though. Look how easy it was to get rid of all those chairs. I definitely want to go after that, but we're going to have to leave the desk.
No, okay. Those are always kind of...
I know, but hey, you're going to like this one.
Am I?
Meet me on the court in two, you know what I mean?
Downstairs.
How about now?
All right, guys, I brought a drone.
That's cool.
And this isn't an ordinary drone. This is an Illuminate drone.
Oh, my. Are they going to attack us?
No, but this is pretty nice weather. It's a nice fan.
Dude, that's sick.
There's more. Just wait.
It feels like iRobot.
The people love this one at first. Yes.
That's nice.
DP. I'm going to go ahead and say I had nothing to do with this. This is just my item.
Honesty, that's a green for me.
I'm going to wait to vote.
Oh, yeah. Let's see if Corey can name this next one. Corey, what is it?
I assume that is the Texas flag.
Yes. Yay. I thought Cody would like this one. He's a big field goal guy.
Cowboys!
Oh!
This is our year! Oh, that's sick, dude!
Yeah.
That's sick! What
dude, that is the best one yet!
Hey, anybody want to vote?
Let me vote.
Get in there.
Why don't we vote? Why don't you go ahead and vote cool first?
Oh, you're a genius! The final vote, it's a green! Well done, Gare.
Special thanks to Illuminate Drone Light Show. Couldn't have done it without him, to be honest.
I don't believe that.
Yeah. Thank you, thank you. Back to the desk.
Wow, that is how you do it. Great job, Gare. Hey, that was special. Special stuff with the drone, my item.
Something that has not been reinvented in, I would say, centuries.
Wait for it, boys.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, the new bicycle, the square bike.
Do you have Ryan pushing you?
Well, is that magic or is that magic?
This thing weighs a lot.
I'm not gonna say it looks efficient,
but that is fun to watch.
See, without Ryan, it doesn't work.
I don't know if you guys noticed, but the wheels are square instead of round.
I don't know, man. That is a party trick.
Not a party that I'll be at.
Look at this balancing I can do.
I really hope we don't use that as a thumbnail.
And if we did,
I'm sorry.
That is how you do it. I mean, huh? Huh?
I just like circles more than squares.
I understand that.
Can you imagine hitting a curb with that? Yeah. Boom, boom, boom.
It's not a cross-country bike. It's a, hey, guys, come check this out bike.
Yeah. My cool, not cool radar is bad.
It's a great photo. Yeah, and for that, I'll give you a green.
All right. About time to head to commercial class, nice. Eh? It's kind of Canadian there, eh?
Welcome to Commercial Clash. We were tasked with creating two incredible commercials for our sponsor of this video, Quaker Chewy Brand, for their brand new
Quaker Chewy Granola.
Wow.
We split up, me and Gare, Kobe and Cody, and created, well, I guess I can't speak for you guys. Gare and I created
an absolute
masterpiece.
I can't speak for you guys.
I don't know what you guys did, but we'll leave that up to Corey.
Judge Corey to you.
What? Give me chocolate. I want chocolate.
It is time for the judging. Corey, take the middle seat. I will join my partner.
Whoa. Before you start, you can munch on some of that as
you're
watching.
Sure, I'd love to. Just because I'm way more excited about it, I'm gonna start with y'all's. Ty and Gare, it's apparently titled, This Changes Everything. Here we go.
From the dawn of time, there have been moments that have defined history. When humanity's fate was at the mercy of forces beyond its control, it was a spark of ingenuity that led to the crackling warmth of fire. And that spark of ingenuity ignited an electrifying march of technological innovation and progress.
We've done it!
I did it!
After harnessing the powers of the natural world, it wasn't long before humankind sought to conquer new, untamed realms. Each of these events have been cemented into history as transitional moments for humankind. But nothing is compared to this.
I didn't know they made Quaker Chewy bars in the cereal.
Yeah, it's actually really good.
Experience a cascade of crispy granola clusters in the form of a cereal.
Here.
The puffed Rice Crisps and Quaker Chewy Granola collide with other delectable ingredients.
Hey, hey, what's wrong?
He's fine. Don't worry about him. 5 grams of protein per serving trigger a chain reaction of deliciousness with a light and crispy texture.
This changes everything.
Welcome to the future of cereal.
Okay, that was special.
Yeah.
Honestly?
You could be like the main guy in another life.
Yeah, I agree. That is him as the main guy. That's what you get. If you like that, you might like a channel that I'll never create.
It's time for you guys. Do you have any thoughts before I play it?
Cold hard reality from our side is we ended up making an entire movie in order to make one tiny trailer. So I hope you guys enjoy.
Full scale movie trailer.
Yep.
In a world where 5 dudes live out their dream. Changing lives with their epic trick shots. Everything is perfect until one member loses his edge.
Come on, Kobe! We all want to go home!
I would have made this hours ago.
Hours ago. Hours ago.
Will the Brotherhood stay together?
Guys, I didn't get the memo. We were having a meeting.
Kobe, I'm sorry, but we're gonna have to let you go.
Replacing me with the intern?
Yeah, well, apparently he's a world-class bottle flipper.
When things change for the worse.
Corey, twin number 2 here.
And I'm twin number 1.
And this is the double trouble bottle.
And Kobe Cotton hits rock bottom.
This is so weird.
Sir, can you move faster, please? My kid has a party to attend.
Hey, Mr. Kobe, you are always my favorite.
Oh, thanks, buddy. What you got here?
Quaker Chewy Granola. This changes everything.
Really?
Excuse me, sir, we're late.
Oh.
Wow, it was like I face planted into a bed of strawberries.
See you, kiddo.
Daddy got pizza girl.
All right, Kobe, I'm ready.
It's like it gave me some kind of superpower.
Wow, he's unstoppable.
Let's go.
United we stand, salute. Kobe Cotton has burst onto the scene with his revolutionary stunts.
Our next guest is Kobe Cotton.
If I was still with Dude Perfect, think of all the battles I'd be winning now.
Right?
But will friendships hold true?
Sorry, Kobe. I want you back.
You guys stop believing in me!
Is it me? Or is it the Quaker Chewy Granola?
And will Kobe discover he had the power all along?
It's always been you. When you filled your stomach, you also filled your heart.
Yes, sir!
'Cause we champions, game time.
This changes everything. Coming to theaters, spring of 2053.
Quaker Chewy Granola does not actually provide trick shot superpowers. That would be ridiculous.
Yeah, hey.
Here's what I'll say. The idea, 10 out of 10.
Sure.
The acting from Kobe, at best, like a 6.5.
Better than I would have expected, thank you.
It's time. And the winner of the second ever commercial clash is...
I'm never giving him the middle seat again.
Tyler and Garrett! Yes.
I feel like the person at the awards show that did not expect to be on the podium right now. The judge has spoken. Comment below if you disagree. I might throw a comment in there.
Wow, you just won!
That was my first and last movie. Thanks again to Quaker Chewy Granola for sponsoring this video. Go to quakeroats.com to see where you can pick up Quaker Chewy Granola.
Stuff's good.
Woo. It really is, really is. Hey, great commercials. Congratulations to the winners.
Yeah. But now it's time to head downstairs for Taste Test!
Yes, sir!
Get it. Woo.
I thought you said 5!
I know, we're going to 15. Welcome to Taste Test! Minus Gare, he's got paintball practice. Coach, usually Taste Test, we have 5 items. You were the self-proclaimed fry guy. We said, let's make it 15.
I can do anything.
Put this on.
I can't even look at the fry.
No, that's part of it. You could identify.
That's good.
so not cool. Usually the pun guy.
Sit down right here in the middle. This is you.
Charity, okay? Left. It's your left.
Nope,
your
not
left.
Right there. If this is not a gimme, like this is like the freebie space in bingo. You get this wrong, we're shutting down the entire segment.
I mean, no one does the waffle fry. Gotta be Chick-fil-A.
That's his free space in bingo.
100%. I am the fry guy.
Time for fry number two.
This is easily a Whataburger or like a Sonic.
Okay.
And they're known for their drinks, but I'm gonna say Sonic.
Okay, have fun.
We are going with fry number three.
What are you noticing? Talk through what you're feeling.
These are definitely more salty. Do they have like seasoning? Like it tastes like sugar. Isn't it Wingstop?
That's the one. That is in play.
Okay, yeah, that one.
This guy.
Wingstop.
Oh, I'm enjoying this.
Number four.
Are those ridges? Brahms has ridges. Shaky.
Okay.
Okay, wow, you locked that one in fast.
I don't know if anyone else has crinkled.
Next fry.
The weight.
That one's really full.
I mean, that is a textbook McDonald's fry at the bottom of the basket.
The way you're processing this, I'm totally
with your googly eyes, it really looks great.
Care to share?
I know exactly what these are.
Cool, let us know.
They come in a carton similar, in and out.
Next fry.
Oh, Arby's, curly. Yay, Mom. Let's go, I love Arby's.
Next fry. Whataburger, Steak and Shake, Burger King, Jack in the Box.
Oh, BK, that's what, I knew it. I knew it.
Next fry.
Oh, Raising Cane's has crinklies. Can I move crinkle?
Yeah, you always can.
You can do whatever you want.
You want to move your crinkle?
Yeah, because Steak and Shakes are a little bit thicker.
Talk to us.
Okay, so these have more breading than anything else.
Do any fries have breading?
Crust
on the outer edge, Steak and Shake.
Okay. Next fry.
They actually sound McDonald's-y.
Sure.
I wasn't picking up on that.
Yeah, Mickey's. That's gotta be right.
Next fry.
With these French fries, they're missing spicy ketchup. Whataburger.
All right, next fry.
Frozen fry, let's save some time.
This guy.
Next fry is in.
I'm not even gonna eat it. This is one of my favorite restaurants. That's a Shake Shack fry.
The fry.
Okay, so it's a cube structure. Yeah, I lied. I said I didn't eat Dairy Queen a lot. I have.
It came back to you?
Yeah, that's nostalgia.
These are the final two fries remaining. Fry number one on your right, fry number two on your left.
Jack in the Box Wendy's.
Okay.
I think there's a chance this could be one of the ones I made fun of, Burger King, right?
But I'm like, I don't want to go eat a Burger King fry again.
Jack in the Box? This is a no-brainer.
Okay, let's lock it in.
And I get two tacos with that order typically. Yeah. Like, as you pinch the french fry, the potato pops out. It's slower than other fries. I'm telling you.
What?
It's a BK. That's how the fries are.
That's fine. That's fine. I don't know how you think you know that, but that's fine.
We are putting the last fry in front of the BK. I'm gonna hand you the fry that was previously in front of Burger King.
After about an hour in the car, sitting there, it's cooled off.
Okay.
Listen, I understand this must be difficult.
And now I'm like, it could be McDonald's. I'm like, ooh, I just got a crispy, crunchy one. Give me McDonald's. We gotta reevaluate.
Here's your previous lock for McDonald's.
Nope, too thin. Way too thin. Mickey D's. Yeah, the indicators of how to do this, it's the extras.
I believe you. I believe you.
Shake Shack, don't get it twisted. That's my home base. This place is a stranger in the dark. No idea.
Okay.
Maybe been into a store one time when the twins talked me into it.
Okay.
Never went back. No one has thinnies like Steak and Shake.
That came to your mind?
So would you like me to place this in Steak and Shake?
Yeah, and then give me the other one.
The one fry we don't have.
Please be a Wendy's. It feels Wendy's.
You have no idea.
No, I promise you it does. What do you mean? They're natural fries. They're like big and they got the brown tips. And you try to give me that's a Wendy's.
You're confident?
I know. There's no other solution.
Okay. Please come up here to the front. How do you feel like you did?
My gut would have told me prior to kind of the last two baskets, I was like 80%, let's go. But see, I could open this up and it's all red.
Well, I think there's nothing else to do other than remove your blindfold and let's see how you did.
No way! No way! No way!
He's the fry guy! He's literally the fry guy! It's an honor to know you, sir. Wow. It's time to head to Get Crafty. Well done, Coach.
Oh my word!
Ladies and gentlemen, it is time to get crafty. And this one, a long-awaited one, a lot of comments in the chat lately, Legos.
Yeah.
Legos. Well, boys, today I want the biggest, the baddest, the tallest skyscraper. And I need you to put the sky in scraper. I'm judging on three different criteria: size, stability, and overall design. Hey, it's a marathon, not a sprint. You have 48 hours to complete your tower, okay? You better get to work because it's going to be a long one. Lego.
You get it?
I got a whiff of this video a while back, so I pre-ordered. Little Amazon box just came in. I checked her out, and she is ready to be built. Let's go to work, baby!
I want to talk too loud here. He mentioned skyscraper, so I say we go skyscraper.
Guys, Sparky talked a lot about height, but he also talked about structure. I thought to myself, of the seven great wonders of the world, there's only one that's still standing. The pyramids.
That's not true at all.
Of the seven wonders of the world, there's only one remaining.
Of the seven original wonders of the world,
the Great Wall of China is not remaining.
The Great Pyramid, the largest of the pyramids of Giza, is the only great wonder still standing. It's just not true.
That's the seven wonders of the ancient world.
Yeah, the seven wonders of the ancient world. That's what I said. Of the seven great wonders of the world.
Can you name the seven wonders of the world?
Xbox Series X. AT&T Stadium, the Tesla Cybertruck is the wonder of the world. That's about all I have. 3 out of 7 is not bad, though.
And a lot of you guys know I love Legos.
Look at that hush puppy!
There are no rules about the type of Legos that you use. So in order to get the size and height that I'm looking for, I went ahead and placed a ginormous order for giant Lego blocks. So tonight, when they're not here, I'm gonna bring them in.
Try to go like 7-8 feet. 7-8 feet with this. I mean, do you know how many Legos that would take?
Guys, if y'all want to see this really coming together, flip around for this angle. I mean, that is the beginning of a pyramid.
Magic just a few 15 minutes later. And by a few 15 minutes, I mean like 4 hours, and I'm kind of tired and ready to go home.
Sparky gave us some criteria for what he liked to see, and I decided to stick with my passions.
This is a 4.5-year-old whitetail buck because I'm passionate about deer.
Created a bunch of windows, that's what I'm calling them. It's just gaps so I don't have to fill it in, to be completely honest with you.
So the beauty of this, Shawnee boy, is Sparky's gonna have no idea that I didn't just build this with my brain.
Cody using instruction manual.
Well, I've been working for about 15 minutes, and look how much taller that mine is than Corey's.
Does he try at all?
It's actually the hardest I've ever tried. So.
Hey, guys.
The shipment just came in.
We're taking this sucker to the sky.
Wow, they sent me a whole wall already pre-built. I need to keep this.
I don't see anyone else out here needing a lift.
Oh, get crafty, get on my level, boy!
Hey, fun little Easter egg. No one's ever gonna see this, but I'm putting Aladdin's lamp right inside here. My three wishes are all that, of course, I would win to get crafty.
You better hurry.
Look at that tower.
Scale-wise, not the biggest I've seen out of you.
Look at Darth, he's just taking a nap.
Look at the attention to detail.
This is the thing that I am most proud of in my entire life, other than that one thing that I will not mention.
Yeah!
You like wide bucks? No problem.
I know it's not the biggest structure here, but this will last for over 4,000 years,
Five.
Just like the pyramids in Egypt.
That is nice, Gare.
3, 2, 1, there we go. Okay. Hey, well done, boys.
Thank
well
you.
Done. 48 hours, that was a marathon. Size, durability, and overall structure. That's what we're judging on, with the most important being durability.
Yeah.
You feel that? That's a strong breeze coming in, okay? Let's hope your structure holds pat. Bring in the leaf blowers.
Yeah.
Come on.
Blowers.
We're going to go one at a time. We're going to take some leaf blowers to your structures. Any, mini, miny, Gare, you're up first. Let's do it.
Look at this guy! Look at Batman! Look at Batman!
Down!
Three, two, turn them off!
I felt like that was excessively long.
Hey,
I wanted to do that too, I'm not gonna lie.
Hey, you stop touching my Lego!
All right, Ty, let's see if your butt can withstand the wind. Mark, come on.
Stay strong! Stay strong! Withstand it!
Don't go!
Oh!
It's up in the air, though.
Closer! No!
Five, four, three, two,
no!
Three structures down.
Two and a deer.
Well, three literally and two more still to judge. Let's go to Corey's pyramid.
Inside! No!
No!
Three, two, one, turn them off!
Immediately, durability fails. This thing fills with rain. Everybody dies inside.
Get away.
Aladdin's lamp.
Well done, Corey.
Last but not least, your brother, Kobe.
Let's go there.
You went big, my brother.
Thanks.
So big that you took this thing all the way to the roof. Just imagine if there wasn't a roof there, you could have kept going.
Except thanks for mentioning that, Spark. Just want you to take a quick peek at this. My tower goes through the roof. Check that out. You can peek here at the bottom.
Oh.
There's actually a bonus room. I'd love to see how comfortable it is in there.
It's actually pretty nice.
Let's walk away.
Bring in the blowers. Blow that house down. Three, two, one. They definitely are not Legos. In fifth place, Star Wars man. Yeah, Cody Jones, sorry.
Get him out.
Hey, see you next video, bud.
Look at mine on the roof!
It's really there! Fourth place, Garrett Hilbert.
It's okay.
Sorry, buddy, it just, it didn't stand the durability test. Now on to the podium. In third place, the deer, Tyler. Tyler in third place, yeah. You went with the deer, which is near and dear to your heart, as you mentioned, but it felt like you were more wanting that in your office, you know?
That's
you
enough,
kind of put
that's
your
enough.
Own Tyler. Okay.
That's enough.
All right, then there were two, a twin-on-twin finale in Crafty.
I've never won a Crafty.
And your winner of Lego Crafty, Kobe Cotton.
Yes! Yes!
That elusive first Crafty win is still not yours, Corey.
Well, it's been fun, guys. Like I said, I'm a winner today regardless, and you're a winner because the Dude Perfect app is available right now. Click up here. Signing off for now. Love you guys. Pound it. Noggin. See ya.